Book 7. A Combat and a Rampart. As Hector spoke, he came out through the gateway, running, with Alexandros beside him, both resolved on battle. Like a wind, a sailing wind heaven may grant to oarsmen, desperate for it at the polished oars, when they have rowed their hearts out far at sea, so welcome to the Trojans in their longing these appeared. And each one killed his man. Alexandros brought down Menestheus from Arni, son of a mace-wielder, Lord Areithous and wide-eyed Philomedusa. Hector speared Aeoneus under his helmet-rim and cut his nape, so that his legs gave way. Young Glaucus, too, leader of Lycians, in the rough melee hit Iphinous Dexiades just as he swung aboard his fast war-car. He ran, and down he tumbled from his chariot. Seeing these Argive warriors overthrown in the sharp fighting, grey-eyed Athena came in a gust downward from Olympus' peaks to the old town of Troy, and up to meet her from Pergamus, where he surveyed the fight, his heart set on a Trojan victory, Apollo rose. By the great oak they met. The son of Zeus began. "Down from Olympus to this field again? What passion moves you now? To give Danaans power for a breakthrough? Daughter of Zeus, you waste no pity on the Trojan dead. If you would listen, I know a better plan. Why not arrange an interval in battle? A day's respite? They can fight on tomorrow, until they find the end ordained for Ilion, as that is all you goddesses have at heart, the plundering of this town." The grey-eyed god answered him. "So be it, archer of heaven. I, too, thought of a truce on my way down toward Trojans and Achaeans. Only tell me, you plan to make them break off battle?" Hope said, "By firing the spirit of Hector, breaker of wild horses. Let him defy some champion of Danaans to measure spears with him in mortal combat. When they are challenged, let them pick a man to stand up against Hector in his pride." The grey-eyed one did not dissent from this, and Priam's dear son, Helenus, aware of what these gods were pleased to set afoot, moved over to Hector and accosted him. "Hector, gifted as you are with foresight worthy of Zeus himself, will you consent to my new plan? I tell you as your brother, make all the others, Trojans and Achaeans, rest on their arms, and you yourself, defy whoever be greatest of Achaeans, to face you in Ultuth. Your hour, you know, has come by. I have it. I have it from the gods who live ever." At this, great Hector